He has been a professional money manager for the last 18 years. He is a regular contributor to the Fox Business Channel and Bloomberg Radio. In addition to this, he is a regular contributor to TheStreet.com and MarketWatch.com. Now he's live here on the Wall Street Business Network. Here is Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Friday morning. It is October 9th. It's the live edition of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson. And I've got Rob Sanford in the house today. We'll be telling some stories here in a little bit, but let's get this market information out of the way here. We've got kind of a quiet start to the market, which I think after all the volatility we've had recently, we'll take it. It's like calm seas after a bunch of days of 9-foot swells, you know. The S&P is up 42 cents today, 42 cents, 2013. Hey, we're back above 2000. The Dow is up 13 points, pretty quiet considering all the triple-digit moves we've had recently. 17,064, we've quietly moved back above that 17,000 level. The NASDAQ is up 1 point. Well, call it a buck 52 right now, 4,812 on the NASDAQ. The NASDAQ is up 0.03%, almost immeasurable, kind of like the rain here in San Diego. Crude oil is up 1.1%. In fact, I saw a print above $50 per barrel this morning. Now we're at $49.98. We're flirting with 50. Gold, much of our audience, I think, is flirting with 52, maybe 60, maybe 70, I don't know. Gold is at 11.53 per ounce. The euro is at 1.13, and that 10-year yield interest rates are ticking back up. You know, we had some scares in the market, and we're almost assured now that there will not be any interest rate hikes between now and the end of the year. Interest rates plunged. And now they're heading back up, 2.11. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson. I'm mobile, and Rob Sanford is in the house. Say hi, Rob.
Good morning, Bill. Welcome to your radio show.
Well, it's our radio show this morning, and you saw the same thing that I saw this morning. I get up before it gets light here in San Diego, and I looked out on the Pacific Ocean, and I saw a big, giant cruise ship all lit up entering the harbor.
Oh,
a beautiful sight.
The Disney Dreamliner, that's such a wonderful sight to see the Disney cruise ship come into San Diego. The best family vacation we ever had in our life was on a Disney cruise ship.
Well, within the last 18 months, I've had three little girls born to our family, grandchildren.
You better buy stock in Disney Cruise Lines.
Yeah, I think I'm going to be a passenger on that Disney cruise ship here before too long. Last night, I held little Gwen, who's now 5 weeks in my 5 weeks old. That's Stephen's daughter, in my arms. She turned 5 weeks old yesterday, and we watched Houston Astros beat up on the Kansas City Royals. And boy, it was a good day for Texas yesterday, wasn't it?
Oh yeah, yeah. I think we're going to get the Gwen report a little bit later, as Stephen's planning on giving us the Gunderson baby report a little bit later today.
Hey, I am so proud of that guy. What a loving father. I don't know where he got that from. I don't know where, you know, he learned that, but he holds that little baby in his arms and tenderly, I'm embarrassing the kid. He's going to turn red here. Tenderly kisses her on her forehead. Oh, man. It's something to behold. And, you know, good day for Texas. The Rangers and the Astros win. And we've got four games. I'll be watching the ticker in between the baseball games today. All right, here we go. I got a lot of stuff to talk about here. You know, we've had a pretty good rally here in the market. And I read something this morning. It's a company that watches the fund that flows and try to determine where the money's flowing to and where it's going out of. And they say that evidence shows that a lot of this rally in the past 2 weeks has been short covering. Now, those are people that have shorted the market and start to panic as the market goes up, and they cover their shorts And the important takeaway there is it's not real money coming into the market. It's short covering. And the second factoid that they pointed out was that money market funds, which is cash, people going to cash, have seen $53 billion in inflows. That's the largest amount in 2 years.
Wow.
So while this market's going up, it's not exactly folks, you know, buying. It's really short covering, and it's the evidence is that people are actually taking money out of the market right now. Isn't that, that's surprising to me. And, you know, we've seen a little bit of that, haven't we, at the firm, maybe less than a handful of
Not a lot, but a little bit of short-term panic.
Yeah, and I've had a few people say, hey, Bill, can you give me a call here? And I've got a couple on my list here today, which, hey, I sit at my desk. I have my cell phone. If any of my clients, I give them all my direct line. If you need to talk to me, you know, even this big tugboat or this big ocean liner, what did it have at its side today, Rob?
A couple of tugboats.
That's right. Even a big ocean liner sometimes needs a little tugboat to guide it into the harbor.
So, that's right.
You know, it needed its handheld to get into the harbor. And if you need a little handholding, feel free to call me. The emerging market countries continue to dump U.S. debt. Okay, they have to. They're hurting. They can't afford to have money tied up in U.S. bonds earning 2%, and that's another reason you're seeing the yields rise here. Alcoa reported earnings last night. You know, I mean, that's like the fifth company, five for five. Or is it five out of six now have disappointed? That's not a good trend. It's a little bit too early to say that, you know, this isn't going to be a good earnings season, but five out of six now have disappointed. This story I found very interesting, and then there's even a bigger story I want to get to. Hillary Clinton, now I don't want to get political. I don't want to take sides here. I just want to take this as an independent here looking at her plan. She writes an op-ed for Bloomberg today telling how she would prevent the next crash in the market. And at the same time, she's declaring war on Wall Street and those evil banks, okay, that fund all of this. And I'm just thinking to myself, well, Ms. Clinton, you're telling us how you would prevent the next crash on Wall Street. You just caused a big crash in the drug sector, which is 20% of our economy. So I don't know, just wagging your finger and declaring war on capitalism and big, large American corporations, I don't think that's the right path. So, you know, I disagree with this op-ed piece, which I disagree with many op-ed pieces on the other side, too.
I think she's playing both sides of the fence there, though, Bill. I think she's trying to appease to both sides, both capitalism and and the others.
You're right. Yeah, you're right. But, you know, I know it's easy to vilify. There's been some bad movies made about, well, of course, Hollywood. They can make anybody look bad. They can make anybody look good. Wall Street does a lot of good for this. You know, other countries around the world do not have the capital system that we have.
And they wish they did.
Look at the results. I mean, compare us with Uganda or Venezuela or Brazil or other countries around the world. But the last story, this is the one I really want to emphasize here. There now have evidence on how the doomed U.S. ship met its end. And, you know, Rob, you and I, we've fished, and we've seen these big cargo ships go by full of containers.
They're massive.
I watch two or three every, you know, maybe more than that, maybe a dozen every week come in and out of this harbor. Either carrying cars or bananas. The other one we called the banana boat, the Dole Pineapple. But that big cargo ship back in Florida was doomed because it sailed at full speed into the center of a storm. And that's what I fear with a lot of these financial plans, a lot of the asset allocations, a lot of the buy and hold mentality. And I've watched it before. I've watched folks' portfolios sail at full speed right into the center of a storm. And if it can bring down a big cargo ship like that, it can bring down the markets. I think there's a time to pull back on the throttle, adjust the rudder, sail around the storm. And that's why I think you've always got to be on the lookout, and you've got to be prepared for any type of scenario. And there is another storm out there on the horizon. So, you know, on that happy note, we'll take a quick break. When we come back, I got a couple things I want to discuss with Rob. Maybe I'll throw in a good stock, and then I'm going to get started on the newsletter. All right? This is Bill Gunnarsson and Rob Sanford. We'll be right back.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
What are the leading asset classes in the market right now? Stocks, bonds, cash, gold?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the leading indexes in the world currently? U.S., Europe, Japan, South America, emerging markets?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best sectors in the market now? Energy, technology, retail, financials, healthcare?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best stocks in the market now from a valuation, relative performance, and technical perspective? Exxon, Celgene, Apple, Delta, to name a few.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp database currently has over 4,000 stocks, indexes, exchange-traded funds, and mutual funds to choose from. What are the best ones now?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp was invented by Bill Gunderson and Douglas Apperly. Bill Gunderson is the president of Gunderson Capital Management. In addition to the PC version, the BestStocksNowApp is also available on Apple and Android platforms.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
As world events test the nerves of the everyday investor, are you confident that your money manager will know what to do no matter what happens in the market? Will he or she calmly pick up the phone and explain the best strategy to prosper in times of turmoil, or will they even pick up the phone at all? This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management. It's a great feeling to know that Bill Gunderson is an experienced captain who knows from decades of being at the helm just how to steer around financial storms and maybe even profit during a downturn. If you're constantly hearing the words stay the course or asset allocation from your supposed financial advisor, perhaps it's time to get in touch with Bill. The folks at Gunderson Capital Management will actually pick up the phone and speak with you personally. Bill will evaluate your current positions and rechart a course that might just keep you from going over the falls alongside your rookie tour guide. This is not the time to hitch your wagon to some junior planner at a mega big box firm who doesn't even know your name. There is always an answer. Search Bill Gunderson on the web or give us a call at 855-611-BEST.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, I think our phrase of the day is they've discovered how the doomed cargo ship, you know, over by the Bahamas met its end by sailing full speed into the center of the storm. That might be a good subject there for this week's newsletter. As well. Get ready to start on this newsletter in about 15 minutes, and I'll be updating numbers, target prices, technical analysis. And if you're wondering if I still have my hedges in place, you're darn right I do. I have about a 10% hedged position right now. As I said, you know, these past week and a half have been pretty good in the market, but, you know, a lot of that short covering. In the meantime, I'm seeing earnings reports that haven't lived up to expectations. It's too early to call, a bad earnings season here. But, boy, this coming, really not this week, but the week after that is when the flood of earnings estimates come. It's like the fishing reports, Rob. You know, we all sit here with bated breath at about May, and we start to watch the fish counts, those exploratory trips, and we start to see the yellowtail count show up maybe in April, May time period, and we know that the water's warming, and we start dusting off our fishing poles, you know, and getting ready for the season. That's kind of how earnings season is. We get the first, you know, the first albacore was caught yesterday. Alcoa reported earnings, and the first albacore was not caught yesterday. They sent out the ship Alcoa in search of albacore, and they came back with nothing to show for their trip. And anyways, so one of the strategies that I have employed right now, I've just taken a notch off the throttle. That's all. We pulled back on the throttle just a little bit. We put an extra guy in the radar room. You know, we've got a few things that we see out there on the radar in the distance that could pose as a threat. And by slowing down, you're just hedging. You're not going to get there as quickly as you could possibly. But we've just pulled back a little bit. I've put a 10% hedge in place. I'm going to keep it there for now just in case. You know, we've had a good rally. We could have kind of a soggy week in the market next week after this big rally. That's the short side of the equation. Very small, 10%. I just want to talk a bit before I start on this newsletter and turn the show over to you guys. I'm also buying pullbacks on really good stocks. And I'm going to give one example here. You know, sometimes when there's some selling in a sector like the healthcare sector, I mean, the ripple effects of Ms. Clinton's comments on the healthcare sector, pretty vicious, really. You know, a good company like Centene, CNC, which provides managed healthcare services through government-subsidized programs, is pulled back from 83, clear down to 56. Well, that's like a fisherman seeing gas prices go from $5 a gallon down to $2.50 a gallon. We're happy about that. Now, I sold Centene quite a while ago, and now it's come down to a price that I find very, very attractive. And that's another strategy that I'm employing right now. I'm looking for these stocks that I know over the years have been good companies. And when I see them pull back by almost 35%, I start looking at them. And a Centene right now, gosh, you look at the performance over the years of this stock. Over the last 10 years, 17% per year. Over the last 5 years, 36% per year. Over the last 3 years, 45%. In fact, Rob, I think we'll have Kevin, our research analyst there, maybe write this one up. This thing looks really good at this level.
That's a good idea.
Oh, okay, now here's, listen to this. Over the last 3 months, this stock is down 22%, and that's been because of the comments made by a few people, you know, about these dirty drug companies, these evil drug companies that are gouging us with drug prices. You know, I also heard on the news yesterday, our own Governor Brown here in California is putting forth a bill that would control drug prices.
Oh,
you know, that sends a shiver through. Most of these drugs are developed right here in California, in the Silicon Valley. And don't forget San Diego, which is home to some of the greatest biotechs in the world. And if you start telling venture capitalists and inventors and people that are putting up money, talk about risk. You know the risk involved in investing in a startup biotech company? There is no product.
You're better off going to Vegas.
Yeah, it really is. I mean, and if you want to curb, if you want to bring that to a halt, venture capital flowing into these companies, just tell them that, you know, we're going to control drug prices here in California and how much you can charge on these drugs. That's just not a good direction to be going. And that's, well, okay, let's tell the L.A. Dodgers you can only charge $20 for those tickets to your L.A. Dodger games. How much would the value of that team go down?
You know, or any other product in America. I mean, really, you could apply that philosophy to any product in America or in the world.
That Disney cruise, you're gouging these people. And you know, Disney cruise is not a life-saving drug. It may be. In my business, it might be a life-saving drug to get away. You can only charge $100 for that Disney cruise. You can't make a profit. And here's another just stupid comment. You know, I mean, they say, well, okay, you know what they're doing with those profits, those dirty drug companies? They're advertising. They're spending money that you spend on the drug for advertising so they can sell more drugs. Hello? Is that not how the free... I grew up in the advertising business. You know, you could say that about me. Well, part of those fees you earn, Bill, you're paying to advertise. Is that a stupid comment or what? So anyways, look.
These are folks that have never been in business in their life and have no idea what it's like to run or operate a business for profit.
Okay, imagine starting a business and not advertising. You know, look, you were in the boat business for many years. I know you through advertising. I heard your ads. I heard you talking on the fishing talk radio. Man, you don't advertise. You do not survive.
Right.
You absolutely do not survive. Well, hey, look, those are my two cents. Let's go back to Centene here, CNC. Centene, also, you know, when stocks pull back, guess what? They become cheaper. This thing's now trading at 16 times forward earnings, and it's been a terrific growth stock over the years. Anyways, I'm just saying that because this is one of the strategies I'm employing at the current time. Buying great stocks when they pull back. Okay, I'm going to turn over the reins. I'm going to get started on this newsletter for this weekend. I'm going to try to lay out a chart, a plan, and a map of where we go from here. And I'm going to try to identify more stocks like Centene here that I think have good upside potential. So you steer the ship. I'm handing off take over the pilot house. I'm going to go down and into the map room and let's see what we can do. Okay.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer, mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
What are the leading asset classes in the market right now? Stocks, bonds, cash, gold?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the leading indexes in the world currently? U.S., Europe, Japan, South America, emerging markets?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best sectors in the market now? Energy, technology, retail, financials, healthcare?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best stocks in the market now from a valuation, relative performance, and technical perspective? Exxon, Celgene, Apple, Delta, to name a few.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp database currently has over 4,000 stocks, indexes, exchange-traded funds, and mutual funds to choose from. What are the best ones now?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNow app was invented by Bill Gunderson and Douglas Apperly. Bill Gunderson is the president of Gunderson Capital Management. In addition to the PC version, the BestStocksNow app is also available on Apple and Android platforms.
BestStocksNowApp.com. Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Nearly every day you hear a tragic story on the news about a teenager and the internet. Well, Be Safe Online would like to share some positive news with you. News of families who have prevented similar tragedies because they were protected with the ultimate family internet filter.
A dad from Ohio writes, "It stopped the kids from getting on a few sites that they should not go to. And the best thing is the time restraints. Online time now ends promptly at 11 p.m. No ifs or just a seconds anymore."
Writes a mom in Minnesota, "I questioned my oldest son and he admitted that the ads he saw in a hunting magazine made him curious. He went online to check it out and he told me Be Safe Online blocked it. Thank you so much."
And who can forget the dad in Georgia who wrote this? "With Be Safe's help, I managed to keep my 14-year-old away from a guy who, shortly after, was in the paper for raping another 14-year-old. God bless Be Safe. Go to BeSafeOnline.com and protect your family today. That's BeSafeOnline.com, the letter B, then SafeOnline.com.
And welcome back to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, who has now sequestered himself in the radar room as he begins to work on the newsletter that will come out all over the world this weekend. This is Rob Sanford in for Bill Gunderson, and just filling in for the second half of the hour. I know we had a good conversation and heard his analogies and stories during the first half there. And I've got some other things that we talked about in the office yesterday that I'd like to share with you. But before we do, I know we have been anticipating for weeks and weeks now the glorious return of the young Gunderson, Stephen Gunderson, so we could once again be engaged in the Sanford and Son of a Gun radio show. And I think, through the miracle of technology, I think we have Stephen on the show this morning. Are you there, Stephen?
Yeah, I am. Can you hear me?
Oh, my goodness. It loud and clear. It's fantastic.
All right, there we go.
You know, we're here in the Gunderson Capital Studios, high atop the 19th floor of a downtown office building. And yet, Stephen and I are sitting in two separate offices because of a little technical glitch. But I think we figured it out. So, Stephen, welcome back. It's good to have you. Now, I shouldn't say welcome back. You've been back for weeks now as far as working in the office, but it's been a while since you've been in the on the radio show as a result, I think, of just staying up all night and not being in for the radio show. So tell us all about baby Gwen and life as a new father.
Yeah, I mean, the radio show is a little earlier than I plan on getting up, but, you know, what are you going to do? You know, it's been great. Yesterday, she was officially 5 weeks old already.
Wow.
So time is pretty much flying. It's pretty crazy to see how much she's grown already. And yeah, I mean, it's a ton of fun. It's better than I could have ever imagined.
You know, 5 weeks turns into 5 years and then 15 years in a blink of an eye. And you're going to be taking her down to get her driver's license before long.
Oh, gosh. Sounds scary.
It does. So your dad was talking about in the first hour, I know you couldn't hear because we're in the two separate offices, but your dad was talking about what a loving father you are and how you stare the little baby in the eye and kiss Gwen on the forehead and just turned into this big ball of tender mush as a new father.
Oh, that's nice of him. Yeah, I mean, she makes it pretty easy, so, you know, just kind of came naturally to me, I guess. She's pretty much the cutest thing I've ever seen. So.
Yeah, yeah, thanks to her mom, right?
Oh, yeah, definitely. It all came from her.
Well, as you experience fatherhood for the first time, and you guys, you know, I know you and the other Stephen in the office both have little girls about six or 7 months apart.
Yeah, 6 months apart. It's pretty cool.
How about that? We're inundated with little girls in this office right now. As you experience fatherhood for the first time, and I think maybe as other young parents across the country experience parenthood in young families, financially, I can't think of a more important thing to do than to prepare for the financial future for your children. Wouldn't you agree?
Yeah, absolutely. I got a long ways to go, but you got to start now.
Yeah, you know, and one of the ways to do that, I think, you know, we sometimes get caught up in the day-to-day routine of going to Walmart and running down and buying diapers and doing all the things that it takes to hour by hour, day by day, just be a young parent. But if you really think about it, I can't think of a more important time to get started in planning for the future, whether that's through a 401k or an IRA or investing in the stock market or getting a guy like Bill, like your dad, to really take a look at the financial world that surrounds a new baby or a young family, or maybe even having Stephen Knuckles prepare a financial plan for the future, to really consider what that life is going to be like for that child in the next 10, 12, 15, 20 years as they get ready to mature into young adulthood. And it's never too early to start, wouldn't you say?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I agree with you 100%. There's nothing more important than making sure that, you know, your children have, you know, everything they need. And maybe some things that they want as well, you know.
Now, are you saying that as a child? Because I tell you, as a parent, you're going to hear, Dad, I want, I want, I want. Nerves your life.
Well, I'll have to decide what the need and want is and then, you know, make some decisions from there.
Oh, my goodness.
Too long ago, I was on the want side of things. Now I'm going to have to...
Oh, come on. Are we ever not on the want side of things as long as we have parents? I mean, come on, really.
Yeah.
It's funny. We always go back to that. Well, I tell you what. We have a good opportunity as kind of a team here at Gunderson Capital to talk to a lot of different people in a lot of different phases of their life. And sometimes it's the grandparents who are tasked with preparing for grandchildren or even children later in life. As they retire, as grandparents want to set up financial planning or set up a trust or set up proper money management for their posterity, sometimes it's a good idea for grandparents to take the reins and prepare for young children that are down their posterity line. And one of the ways they can do that is to get in touch with a guy like Bill to consider maximizing the opportunities in the market that exist, whether that be on the long side or the short side. And one of the ways to do that is to be involved with a company like Gunderson Capital Management. Tell us, Stephen, what do you think are the most let's say the easiest way to get involved with Bill at Gunderson Capital Management? How would you recommend, if somebody's listening to the radio show for the first time, how would you recommend folks get in touch with your dad or this particular company?
Yeah, I mean, the easiest way is to call your cell phone number in the middle of the night.
Yeah, that happened last night, as a matter of fact. One of our clients from Hawaii.
Yeah, I said you shouldn't give your cell phone out on the air.
I know.
No, yeah, I mean, we have a main office line here. It's 855-611-BEST. And, we have people working here all day. So you'll always catch a live person if you're calling within business hours. And if not, you can shoot us an email. We all have our own personal emails, rob@pwstreet, steven@pwstreet.com, bill@pwstreet.com, and visit our website, and we have a contact us page, and email and phone is the best way to get a hold of us.
Well, we have a couple of pieces of collateral also, and we're going to talk about that just a little bit in the last segment of the radio show. But one of the things that is always just amazing to me is the amount of information that Bill puts out on a daily basis and a weekly basis. Obviously, the radio show, which a lot of folks are listening to right now, coast to coast, in a lot of different markets, from Seattle to Tampa, from Hawaii to Minnesota, we've got them all over the country on the Salem Radio Network. There's a lot of information that is dispersed every single day on the radio show. But let's suppose that somebody can't catch the radio show at the broadcast time in their particular market. How do they listen to it maybe during their downtime or when they're driving or at some more convenient time for them? Will you explain to folks how they can listen to the radio show every day, even if they're not in the particular market while it's being broadcast?
Yeah, for sure. There's a couple different ways to do it. If you want to listen live, you can download the TuneIn app. TuneIn Radio, and what that does is it catches live stations all over the world, live radio stations. So you could tune into, say, our Seattle one. I think that one's live. You could tune into the one in, let's see, what else is live?
Minnesota's
live.
Yep.
So you can catch those live stations. If not, if you can't catch it live, on our website we have the radio show archives page, and we put it up, I think, like 30 minutes after the show's done.
Yeah, Ed does a great job at that. It's up almost immediately.
Yeah, so our whole audio is up right away. And then if you want to wait, we also do videos of the show. And those usually take around a couple more hours because there's a little more work involved with that. But you could watch us in the studio or see what we're doing.
So those see how good looking we are.
Yeah. And we also have podcasts on iTunes.
Well, good. We'll talk a little bit more about that when we get back on the other side of the break. But you are listening to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour, the Sanford & Son Friday with Rob Sanford and Stephen Gunderson. We'll be right back.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
What are the leading asset classes in the market right now? Stocks, bonds, cash, gold?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the leading indexes in the world currently? U.S., Europe, Japan, South America, emerging markets?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best sectors in the market now? Energy, technology, retail, financials, healthcare?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best stocks in the market now from a valuation, relative performance, and technical perspective? Exxon, Celgene, Apple, Delta, just to name a few.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp database currently has over 4,000 stocks, indexes, exchange-traded funds, and mutual funds to choose from. What are the best ones now?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp was invented by Bill Gunderson and Douglas Epperle. Bill Gunderson is the president of Gunderson Capital Management. In addition to the PC version, the BestStocksNowApp is also available on Apple and Android platforms.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
As world events test the nerves of the everyday investor, are you confident that your money manager will know what to do no matter what happens in the market? Will he or she calmly pick up the phone and explain the best strategy to prosper in times of turmoil, or will they even pick up the phone at all? This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management. It's a great feeling to know that Bill Gunderson is an experienced captain who knows from decades of being at the helm just how to steer around financial storms and maybe even profit during a downturn. If you're constantly hearing the words stay the course or asset allocation from your supposed financial advisor, perhaps it's time to get in touch with Bill. The folks at Gunderson Capital Management will actually pick up the phone and speak with you personally. Bill will evaluate your current positions and rechart a course that might just keep you from going over the falls alongside your rookie tour guide. This is not the time to hitch your wagon to some junior planner at a mega big box firm who doesn't even know your name. There is always an answer. Search Bill Gunderson on the web or give us a call at 855-611-BEST.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Lady Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
And welcome back to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson of Gunderson Capital Management. This is Rob Sanford in for Bill, and I've got along Bill's offspring, his son, Stephen Gunderson. We've been talking about his offspring, Gwen Gunderson. It's Everything Gunderson Friday. And Stephen, we were talking in the last segment about listening to the radio show at times other than just when it broadcasts live, and we kind of ran out of time in that last segment. So we talked about being able to go and watch it in a podcast in looking or watching or listening to it through an app. And what was the name of the app that you can do it on?
So it's called TuneIn Radio.
TuneIn Radio. Now it's also on iHeartRadio, too. I know you can go into iHeartRadio and find the stations that we're on as well. So there's a couple of those.
Sure.
If you're doing it through a laptop or a smartphone or a pad or something like that. But you can actually go in and listen to the radio show every day on our website as well.
Right.
And talk to the folks a little bit about how to do that, where they go, what they click on, how they do that.
All right, so if you go to pwstreet.com, there's a page, there's a little tab at the top that says radio show. And if you click that, it'll take you to where we keep all of our shows. It goes back pretty far. I mean, we have shows all the way from, and I'm scrolling down, June. I mean, it probably goes back to last year. So
if you've missed a show, you can go in there and if they're dated.
Yeah, and if you just woke up, you know, from a six-month hibernation, you know, I can check out all the shows since then, too.
Oh, yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, after we're done with this show, it'll be up almost like minutes after we're done. The whole audio will be there, and you can listen to that. So, I mean, that's pretty much the easiest way, I would say, for people to listen to this show if they don't catch it live.
Now, if you go to the radio show page, though, on the website at pwstreet.com, the top click, which isn't underlined, that's the entire show, which is audio only. And then if you go quarter by quarter, you can watch the video and
right.
see the individual one. So if they want to hear the whole show, the one that's not underlined, just click on the date right there, and it'll play the whole show.
Yeah, exactly. Click on the date, and then underneath there'll be like four different topics, and those are all of our segments. So
all four of the segments in the show. That's pretty neat.
Videos.
So a person can come home at the end of the day, want to hear what Bill's latest advice is on the market. They missed the show. Maybe they weren't driving at that time. Maybe they were working or playing golf or enjoying time with their family. But they still want to hear Bill's daily advice, some of the examples of the best stocks now that he gives out every single day, some of his opinions and report on the daily happenings of the market. Right there at pwstreet.com, they can listen to the radio show every single day and get the latest and greatest updated information. Now, that's a perfect segue to our new website. What is the new website? Dun, 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 dun.
All right, so our new website is GundersonCapital.com.
Okay.
So it looks pretty sweet, I'm not going to lie. I'm pretty excited about it.
Oh, we wouldn't want to pay a bunch of money for an ugly website, right?
Yeah, exactly.
So it's ready to go. Is it live and fired up right now?
It is live. Anyone could go to it. There's still a couple things we got to change here and there, but for the most part, that's what it is. So if you were to go to GundersonCapital.com, there's a little tab at the top. If you hover over services, a little menu will pop down. It'll have four different options. It'll have money management, which is our main bread and butter of our company. And then it says radio show, then newsletter, then Best Stocks Now app subscription. So from there, you can click on the radio show. And again, it will take you to a similar page where you can listen to our archives.
All right, doggone it. We're going to have to change that. We're going to need a button that says daily radio show on it. I guarantee you people aren't going to be able to find it.
It's a lot easier than you think.
All right. I'm technologically challenged, though, man. I'm telling you.
There's three places to get to the radio show page from the main website.
All right. So now there's a choice.
Gunderson Capital.
You go pwstreet.com, which has been the one forever and ever, but now we're trying to brand over and transition over to GundersonCapital.com, and either one will take you either place, right? You'll find all the stuff
the
on either
stuff.
Either place.
Exactly.
Okay, so PW Street will point to Gunderson Capital and vice versa. You're going to get in the same place.
Yes.
All right. Well, good deal. That's good news. Now, let's suppose somebody has listened to the radio show. They got all the daily information that they can possibly digest in one day, and now they want to recap it at the end of the week. They want to hear everything that Bill has thought about during the entire week and what his thoughts are going forward. How do they get the newsletter?
So same way, they'll go to our website.
It's not the same way.
Or GundersonCapital.com.
Okay, there you go.
And you can click on our newsletter tab, and that will take you to a little sign-up form.
What I want to talk about. So we're going to go into detail here about the sign-up form. Tell them the way to fill out the sign-up form.
All right, so there's two different make it confusing for you.
Yeah.
So if you click on the newsletter tab,
right,
it strictly takes you to either a free 4-week trial to the newsletter if you haven't received one yet.
A great price.
Or you can pay for 3 months of it or 1 year of it.
I like free.
And yeah, everyone likes free, right?
Yeah, that's right.
So that's how you get the newsletter. We also have a Contact Us page where you can also request the newsletter from. And there's a little form on the Contact Us page. And that form, some people get confused by the form. It's titled Become a Client.
And now, what does that mean? Sure, what does Become a Client mean?
Yeah, because it might be a little confusing because it's talking about the newsletter all
right.
around it. And then all of a sudden it says Become a Client. Maybe you're thinking, oh, yeah, I want to get the newsletter. Actually, that form is for our money management. If you want to become a client and have us actively manage your portfolio, that's where you fill out your information. And there's a little box that says, tell us about yourself. And, you know, we want to know a little bit about you before, you know, we call you up, maybe a little bit about your portfolio, how much you have invested, what you're invested in, if you're happy where you're at. You're probably not since you're filling out the form.
That's right.
So, yeah, we want to know a little bit about you. Maybe tell us some personal stuff about you and your family and what you like to do. You know, just give us a little idea of who we're going to call and, you know, what you're into.
Yeah, and then one of us will call you. We'll give you a call. Or you can call us, but either myself or Glenn or Steven or somebody will give you a call and we'll visit with you a little bit. And before you know it, you'll be a client at Gunderson Capital Management. And I hear the music playing, so Steven, we're going to have to go through all this again next week.
All right.
Log on
to wake up.
Okay. PWStreet.com, GundersonCapital.com, or call us at 855-611-BEST. And have a great week, everybody. We'll talk to you next week.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.